Previously, what did you think of the offensive generation tonight for your club?
Yeah, it was fine. We've hit enough posts 5-on-5 to know it's there. We haven't yet run the lines that just from injuries now and early camp, giving young guys a chance. So I'm comfortable with it. We still haven't had a practice yet where we focused on our offensive game.
How about the power play tonight?
It's not bad. It's been good. It's been good to the start, but the statistics in training camp don't mean a whole lot. But the structure's right, and most importantly, the players are really engaged in it. They all understand what it could be.
What does his versatility do for Andrew Kopp in terms of trying to carve out a bigger role for himself?
Just that it allows him. You know, in the game tonight, you know, he played right wing for us. We're trying to get him over to that right side a little bit too, so he can play all three, four positions. The penalty killing is the area of the first opportunity for him to. I thought he and Tanev tonight, there was some real nice chemistry on the penalty kill together, so that's a positive. But as good as our power play was tonight, we still are in the developed penalty killers. That's, you know, a goal saved is as valuable as the ones we put in. So Andrew's trying to get his teeth into the PK as much as he can.
No, it's early, but what can you tell us about Andrew or Adam Lowry's injury?
I would say it's probably in the Armia, in that group. I'm not sure if he's going to skate tomorrow, but we don't think this is significant. Anybody that has anything that doesn't loosen up right away comes out of the game.
Do you have an initial reaction to the Trouba hit, or did you have a look? Chance
I've looked
to look
at it a bunch of times. It's I understand the call on the ice, just the way it looks because of the angles of the referees. But and I want that call in exhibition. You don't want to miss something like that, and the game gets right out of hand. But I think you'll find that it'll end up being a pretty clean hit.
Nick Batan had a nice forecheck, resulted
on the
goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, has he set himself apart here? Has he kind of distanced himself in this kind of race for a?
It's a pretty good competition. Like I said, there's power play spots and there's penalty kill spots.
What did you think of Mason's play after the 2-2 goal?
Yeah, you know, really good. And I think that's just some veteranness because that goal comes off our stick, right? And it changes direction, but he still wants it all day long. And then his game gets better, right? That's the key. You're going to have those bad breaks in the net. We didn't give up much, and it's down the pipe. First real chance is a breakaway. That's tough to handle. Gets a bad break on the next one off a stick. He still probably wants that. And then nothing gets by him after that. But that's real important to our bench. Made a real good save there at the end of the second period. And from that point on, you can feel it on the bench. They feel right and comfortable with him.
Paul, did you feel your high-end guys that you count on were maybe more engaged tonight? Obviously, 12 points from Line A, Wheeler, Scheifele.
You know what? You can't assess the game. They had, you know, a fifth of a team in the lineup, so that doesn't help you. But we had a day off, so we went 9 hard days, and they had a day off, so they had a little bit better legs. A lot of, you know, our first game was 3 days. They did fitness testing, on-ice fitness testing. And then 2 days of a hard grind and you're in an exhibition game. So I'm not particularly worried about their play in those first two. The next two, we got a real young, light lineup, and they worked their butts off and did everything. You know, 1-0 to Mini is a good result with that group. But we got a little rest here. So we'll, and now this next week, we go to speed, we go to some offense. They'll build as they go.
When you see Dustin engaged as he was tonight and, in fact, dropping the gloves, what does that tell you about him and where he's at, and do you hold your breath a bit as a coach when you see him fighting in the preseason?
Well, I'm just happy it's not me he's fighting in the preseason. I'd be holding my breath then, and just about every other part of my body. Dustin asked to play in Edmonton, a road game in Edmonton, where we're not going to get back till 2:30 in the morning, and the next day is a day off, but he asked to get into that game. We only played him about, I don't know what it was, 25 minutes. Because he wants to be right for the start. That's just leadership. Veteran guys don't ask to get into road games in exhibition ever. And he wanted it because he wanted his game to get better. He's like, you know, I mean, our captains are really driven, I think, this year, really focused, and he's a big part of that.